Hello and welcome back to XY, a show about mental health in men. On today's episode, we have Kieran from the Kilometre Club. The Kilometre Club is a local running group that Kieran set up because he didn't feel like there was anything in the area. We just get into all things run club, all things exercise and fitness. And as with all things in the show, mental health. It actually sounds like me and Kieran have shared some pretty similar experiences over the last year. I'll let Kieran do the talking, but I love chatting with him. He just is such an honest and genuine bloke. Oh, can I hear you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. How's Trex?
Good. Good. Thanks, mate. Sorry about that. Sorry, I'm a little bit late.
Oh, don't worry about it. I was late also. Don't sweat it. Who's this?
I've got a crazy little puppy who's attention seeking, so he just keeps jumping on my lap. So.
No way. My guy's, I've got a very sleepy beagle just sitting on the chair in front of me, but it's not really him trying to get attention, so don't sweat it.
Yeah, he's a crazy cockapoo here. Reg.
I think that's his name, Reg.
Reggie, yeah.
Reggie, that's brilliant. I think that's a cockapoo thing, isn't it? Like they're just quite a lot to handle.
Yeah, full of beans he is.
Anyway, man, thanks so much for jumping on the podcast with me. Really, really appreciate your time.
No, not a problem. I mean, obviously I like what you're doing with the clothing brand, and obviously I'd listened to your previous podcast, which was pretty interesting, to be fair. That guy's obviously run some serious endurance distances. So yeah, anything, and obviously it's talking about the benefits of running and exercise. So yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, man. Well, I guess like straight off the rip then, it'd be good. Could you just like introduce yourself and tell the listeners what it is you do?
Yeah, so my name's Kieran, founder of the Kilometre Club. We're based in Chester. It's been running about year and a half, 2 years. So I set it up probably about 18 months ago with the intention of just forming a local running club around Chester. I'm quite a keen runner, as well as playing football, but there's not many running clubs around here, and I felt like there was not that many people that were meeting up and running. It was almost like people ran on their own almost. So I thought, I'm going to set something up. Initially, it was just my friends coming along, which I was dragging them to come along, to be honest. I was forcing them to come with me. And then sort of the lockdown hit, and it was just a bit bad timing, really. So we were just starting to pick up around Christmas time, and then obviously January, February comes, and then the country goes into lockdown in March. So a little bit of bad timing. But then we just sort of went a slightly different route with it and started creating challenges and virtual challenges instead of, obviously, because we couldn't meet up and run socially. Mm-hmm. Trying to bring people together, because at that point, everyone seemed to be getting into running, which, you know, it was lucky in a sense that we shared the sort of common goal. People were trying to get out and walk and run and cycle because there wasn't a great deal else we could do at the time. The weather was nice. So the virtual challenges, they started to become quite popular. So the first one we did, I think, was the 100K challenge. So you obviously had to run 100K throughout the month. And then we started splitting things up. And, you know, it's hard sometimes to keep on top of it and create a different challenge each month. Mm-hmm. But it sort of took off last year. And then once things eased, it was great to see people actually coming along and coming to the social runs as well. So
I think that's it, though. It's because when you look on the Instagram for you and for the Kilometre Club, it doesn't look like it was a virtual thing. Like, it feels like you've got a huge community of active members and runners and patrons and all sorts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the people of Chester have been great with it and encouraged it and supported it and shared it like we all need on these social media pages. But it's great to see them actually coming out and putting their time and effort into showing up and coming to a run. I know, you know, it can be quite daunting, I would imagine, showing up to a run when you don't know anyone there, which is starting to happen. You know, people are coming along, but they are obviously feeling like we're warm and welcoming and that they can come along, if that makes sense. That's the whole idea. I want as many people to come as possible.
And do you do kind of different, is it just kind of like fun runs, or do you have like specific, you know, like this today we're going to focus on a certain thing?
I get a Sunday tends to be a social run, so it's just really easy, lighthearted. Everyone sort of sticks together. You know, we're not going to try and break any records. Although some people are beating their PBs on these social runs, because you do get that extra little bit of a push being around other people. But the Sundays are all about, you know, getting up, starting your day in the right way. And, you know, we try and finish with a little coffee or something just to make it a bit more.
Yeah, man.
And then a Thursday, we tend to do some more sort of serious work. So like a speed-based session, whether that be an interval session. We're going to start introducing a few sort of like hill runs and trail runs as well as hopefully the weather improves.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the intervals, you can go at obviously your own pace. So it's, you can work as hard as you want, really.
And I guess like what's your, you kind of started this thing because there wasn't really that much going on running club wise in your local area, but what's your background with running? Because you're relatively accomplished as a runner. You know, when I look at your times and stuff, you're nippy around a track. You know? Yeah. So what's your journey with it?
To be honest, like I mentioned, I've played football all my life, played football for years at a half decent standard. But I found when the season ended throughout the summer, I was a bit like, what do I do now to keep myself busy? And I found myself just getting into running. And I guess my best attribute in football is probably my engine and the ability to continue to run. So it's helped me with my football, I'd say. But I think I just my first ever run, I entered the Great North Run when I was in sixth form in school, so I must have only been 16 or 17. Don't really know why or how I entered it, but I remember doing that and I got a 1:36, 1 hour 36 at like 16, 17, and I thought, you know, people were telling me, oh, you know, you're quite a good runner, yeah. But I could never fully commit to it with the football. So then obviously the football season would come back and then the running would be pushed to the side. So it was more like a summer runner, if you like.
Best time to run.
Yeah, but it is the nicest time to run. And then just over the years, I think, I don't really know how I've got into it, really. I've never really seen someone.
It's not like a conscious thing where you're going to be like, right, you've kind of organically just fallen into it.
Yeah. I've not like got any role models or none of my family are into running. I suppose my granddad was into cycling and did a little bit of running. He entered the London Marathon, but nothing like major, just sort of fell into it really. And then, as you say, my times aren't too bad. I'm trying to like nail them, get them down a little bit. And then I think once I do finish football, I'll fully commit to, you know, taking it a bit more seriously than I am already, really.
Because that's the thing. I still need to catch up with Max from last week's episode. I've still not asked him. So if he's listening to this, then maybe send me the message. But I couldn't work out whether he thought my 10K time was crap or whether he thought it was nippy. And I'm still not sure which one.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not sure how he interpreted that. And I've listened to it back and I'm not sure either.
Yeah, I was like, well, because like for an average Joe, I was like, okay, that's like at a nippy pace for me. I'm actually going to try and beat that this Friday. So that's this Friday morning's plan.
Crossed,
one second out. Off it, I'd be happy, you know. I just want to clip it.
What time was that again? Was it
45:12?
Right, okay,
which for me is very quick, like,
yeah,
but I'm not a runner, you know, like I'm not a profesh like yourself.
How often do you run, or is it something you commit or not? Is it just more
For sure, like I think during lockdown it's been a definite up and down journey. I think when lockdown one happens, completely stopped exercising entirely, like bad place, just wasn't the one. Like it was kind of no exercise, which inevitably made me feel way, way worse. Yeah. Diet was definitely all over the place. And I'm not a big advocate of like clean eating or whatever. Like I don't think it's helpful to like put that kind of pressure on yourself, but also kind of 4 or 5 takeaways a week, probably also not great.
Yeah.
But that was a tough time. So you've got to give yourself a bit of a break, don't you? But it's been, as we've kind of come into this year, started to take fitness way more seriously. And actually running's become more of like a cathartic thing than an actual, like I used to use running as a workout. I'd be like, right, I'm going to go out and smash a 5K, smash a 10K and just kind of like come out the gate hot and just absolutely gun it for as fast as and as long as I can, put on like Daft Punk or whatever. Whereas now I'm actually really falling in love with
like the process.
Yeah, just randomly picking a moment. Like it's really sunny outside just now. And if I wasn't at work today, I'd probably be like, you know, like at sunny, I'll just shove my shorts on and go out, hit the park, not really care how far I go, but just maybe run for like an hour or whatever. or like pick a distance, but not kind of put too much obligation on myself. The only difference to that is I did have this goal a couple of years ago of running a 40-minute 10K. So I kind of promised myself I would get back to that. So the first step is get it under 45. And then once I've got it under 45. So yeah, I am training, but I wouldn't say there's not like a super religious methodology there. I'm just kind of like working at it at its own. It's going as it's going kind of thing, you know?
There's no time limit on it. It's just, you just want to get there.
Yeah, totally. And that has been like a huge thing for me. And I guess it'd be actually good to know, like, I don't know if your members of your running club have said this explicitly or whether it's just been a kind of an ongoing thing. But for me, my mental health is dramatically improved because I run, or maybe like it's when my mental health is better, I feel more like running. I'm not sure what it is, but in terms of like anxiety and depression and stuff, the times in my life when I'm working out more always coincide with the times when I'm happier. You know, there's, I don't know which causes which or whatever.
Completely agree. And I think a lot of our members have found that through the lockdown, obviously, you know, things were hard for everyone. And for some reason, starting your day with a little, with a run, me personally, I prefer running in the mornings, but starting your day in that right frame of mind, you've done your workout, the endorphins have been released. It just makes things so much more feasible. It just seems that things seem to be a little bit easier, I find, after a run. So today, for example, I've got football training tonight. So I haven't ran this morning, and I notice when I've ran in the morning, my day is just so much more productive and enjoyable when I've done something in the morning as opposed to waiting around to do it in the evening, if that makes sense.
100%. I think as well as it's about like things are only as big a deal as you decide to give the energy to them, you know, like whether it's work or friendships or relationships or whatever. And there is something about going to run that, for me, I don't know what the science is, like I'm not a doctor at all, but like for me it's twofold. Someone once said to me that they thought that running was good for the head because actually your body is so busy keeping you alive. Like it's focusing on so much in terms of like pumping blood faster and breathing and like moving your limbs that actually there's less focus can be given to negative thoughts. So actually the longer you run, the just more time you're giving yourself a break from feeling shit, which inevitably makes you feel better at that rest. But then also the follow-up effect of all those endorphins that are just flying through your system afterwards. And there is, you kind of have this epiphany moment, don't you, where if you've, before you've gone run, if you're feeling stressed about a specific situation, you're kind of like, I don't really think I give a fuck about that, to be honest. Like, I'm not sure that's that big a deal.
It's just less, that's it. The thing you were worrying about is less of an issue than it was when you get back, I find. And I've lost my way of thought, but what I'm getting at is when I'm stressed, running definitely helps. I used to think, I'll go for a run and it'll help me, you know, break things down and think about things and then I'll come back with an answer. But instead, I just take my mind completely off it. I don't think about it. I think more of my breathing or the scenery or what's ahead of me.
Yeah.
And then when I come back and then I think, there was that slight issue that I was dealing with and it's just less of an issue than it was. So I don't think, you know, sometimes you don't go out and think about the problems. It just, for me, it just clears them, if you like.
100%.
So,
What about for like your members? Have they said anything to you about the community aspect of the Kilometer Club? And
I mean, we've got members as far down south as Torquay. There's a couple of girls down there that joined a few months back now, and obviously they'd seen our club on Instagram. They took part in a few challenges. There's not a running club down south. They like to get out and run in the morning. These girls are up before I've got out of bed. They get out, do their runs so early, set them up for the day ahead. But, you know, they're in the group chat and they're talking about gear and kit and pacing and time. And it's just, even though they're so far away, having that engagement and that feel that they're in the community is really, you know, really helping them.
Yeah. I think I mean me. So Nice Start, the brand, the running brand, we've just launched our run club. So I'm based in Glasgow. So when we start in Glasgow, and the hope is that I can kind of have ambassadors around the country who would kind of tee one off in other cities or whatever. But it's totally at that place just now where it's me and like three mates going a run on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And just try to like get the word out. But it's motivational to hear that that's kind of where you started as well. Actually, you just need to keep like plugging away at it and then people eventually get back. And
100%. And I can completely relate to that. And, you know, dragging my brother around who doesn't really like running, just because it's an extra body on the picture. And then the one, we'd started doing a few runs and we were getting like 7, 8. And I was thinking, oh yeah, it's, you know, it's picking up this. And then did a run the next Sunday. And then it was just me there and one other lad turned up. It was chucking it down. And yeah, we were stood there and I'm thinking, is anyone else going to turn up here? Next thing, one other lad turns up. And it was way past the meeting time at this point. So I'm like, right, this is me and two other lads. I honestly thought about just sacking it off. And I thought, now, you know what? These lads have obviously made the effort. We'll go and do a run.
Yeah.
Obviously felt better after it. And at that point, I was so close to just thinking, like, what's the point? Like, I've stayed in on Saturday night. And I mean, I'm not a big drinker anymore anyway, but you know,
you've given up your time to do this.
Yeah. I've restricted what I did Saturday to do this. And two other lads have turned up and like, would it just be easy if I just didn't bother? Anyway, probably went for a run and kicked myself up the backside. And then obviously it's just a case of being persistent. And obviously now on as we speak to you now on Sunday, we had our biggest Sunday meetup. There was 25 of us there.
That was
and
sick.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, so it actually might sound a bit daft, but like really proud to see, you know, people coming from different backgrounds. Some people travel from over the border in Wales to come and join us.
That's not daft at all, mate. Be proud of that.
I was proud. I'm standing there with me clipboard, passing all these people around, thinking, bloody hell, you know, two more turn up, and then another girl runs around the corner, and it's just like, wow, this is amazing. So definitely stick at it is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
don't sack it off when one of your mates is hungover and one of your mates doesn't want to bother coming. Just keep at it. And I think eventually, you know, as long as you're getting the right message across and you're making it open and warm and welcoming, you know, I don't want to bring any people in, they've got egos and they just turn up and leg it off. And, you know, I want people to get on and communicate and socialize. And I think that's what I've really tried to get across with the Kilometre Club, really.
That's it. Cause like, I think especially for me is it's about, like the first one that we ended up with three people coming, all my pals, but I thought at one point it was just going to be my best mate and my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And it's like, we could go for a run anyway, like me and my mate run anyway. So there was a bit in my head that was like, well, why the fuck are you like doing this on a Saturday morning and calling it the Nice Start Run Club or whatever? But just kind of hearing you speak now, there is a point to it. Like just keep repetition, keep the reps.
What I found, you know, if you can find something a little bit different, a bit unique, like an interval session, for example, there's a lot of gyms by Chester, and there's a lot of PTs who are doing like HIIT sessions and, you know, you pop in and do all your spinning sessions, but there's not many people that do different types of running sessions around here. So, you know, anyone can meet up and go for a steady run, but if you bring in something a little bit different, unfortunately we haven't got a track in Chester, which would be ideal to do like a track session, but we're just making use of a big sort of open car park to do our interval sessions on at the minute. Going forwards, I'd love to get a track, but that's a conversation for the council maybe.
I don't know if I can help with that, to be honest.
But yeah, just try and bring something different, add the, you know, the social aspect to it, meet for a coffee after. That's kind of helped bring a few in, I think. Trying to think of different ways of bringing people together, really.
Jazz me right up, Kieran. Feeling good about it again.
Yeah, good. So we keep at it.
Yeah, we had three last week. I reckon we'll have like four this week. I've got a mate who's just had a baby that he's got every excuse not to come, but I'm always noising him up. Like, I think you need to get out of the house and I think you need
bring
to
bring the baby.
There's yeah, totally.
Yeah.
My wife's expecting our first at the moment, which has been like an absolute like fight. You know, like it's crazy, like the whole journey of it, super exciting. But we were looking at like running prams and stuff. And I did the complete aside to the mental health podcast, but prams cost a lot. Like,
not got that issue just yet, but
yeah, like a grand minimum. Like, I was like, what?
Like, wow,
big money for four wheels and a bit of plastic. But
I'm thinking about how many nice pair of running trainers you can get with that instead.
Yeah, I bet. I might pick your brain later, actually, when we're not on the pod about running trainers, because I'm in the market. I'm in the market for a new pair, and I think I'm going to change brands. I won't diss the brand that I currently run with. But
what do you run in quickly at the moment?
Nike.
Okay.
But like,
you can get so lost on them at the minute, and the price, and there's so many different ones. But yeah, we'll have a chat on that.
Anyway, I won't keep you much longer, but I think one of the things that I do like to ask everybody that's on the show is the show started because mental health in men is such a prevalent issue. I don't know a single guy who hasn't dealt with some kind of mental health issue. And maybe there are men that haven't, but at least amongst me and my friends, I feel like it's something that I'm really fortunate we talk about quite openly. It's not the case mm-hmm. for everyone. What is it that you think about the kind of male population that, like, why guys? Like, what is it about us that are so predisposed to having these mental health challenges?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like big question, Kieran. I'm not expecting you to like fix the problem, but
I'll give you a one word answer and that'll solve it. But no, I mean, you know, it's everywhere at the minute, and I've seen on my Twitter in the last day or two, obviously the football community that I'm a part of, a guy from one of the teams went missing this week as well, and sadly was found yesterday or the day before.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere, basically. People not speaking out. And you also see everywhere about encouraging people to talk out. And, you know, the awareness is getting there, I think. But just as lads, I think maybe it's ingrained throughout, what's the word I'm looking for? Like in the past, you know, we need to be strong. We need to not show emotion. We need to stick up for our families and that sort of thing. But bit of a pride thing as well, perhaps. You know, you don't like to admit that you're struggling sometimes.
I think it's like, no, carry on.
I mean, I certainly over the last lockdown in the summer, I had a problem with a job, left a comfortable job to join another job, which went a bit pear-shaped. And, you know, I found myself in difficulty as well. And I was trying to hide things a little bit from family members, girlfriend, you know, just trying to pretend that everything was okay. And then eventually just, you know, I got a letter through the post about some bad news about the job. And it just, I've not really spoke about this, but genuinely just sort of broke down one day in the summer and started, you know, crying in front of my girlfriend, which I'd not done for a long time. And sounds silly, but just letting that emotion out helped me massively. It's just then starts a conversation, basically, and then you speak to her about it, you speak to your family about it, and then it just makes things a lot easier than holding it all in yourself. It's like a release, you know, if you get that off your chest. And obviously there's different ways of dealing with things, but yeah, I opened up to my girlfriend initially, then to my family. I think you just need to make that step if you are struggling, just to one person. And they say a problem shared is a problem halved and all that. And it definitely helped me, you know, feel a lot better after it. I mean, I don't know why, again, I didn't speak sooner. Maybe because I thought, oh, it'll be all right. I'll get through it. Things will be fine. Just need this to happen. Just need that to happen. When it doesn't happen, that's when it sort of got to me, really. But
I think accepting that there's a problem is, I'm the same as you, mate, like 100%, like I let shit get so bad because I just didn't want to deal with it when it was a small problem, because it felt like something that I could just, I'll ride this out, or it'll pass, or it's not that big a deal. Other people are going through like worse shit than you are, so just like shut up.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, like very, very similar scenario, kind of let it get to a point where it really just boiled over, and one day I had like a full-on breakdown. And there was just no hiding it. Like I had to speak to my wife about it. I had to like discuss it. And that's someone who, like, I was doing this podcast at that time. So like, it's not as if I have like this preconception. Well, apparently I did have this prejudice.
Yeah.
But, like I would have always said I was cool about speaking about my mental health and that I didn't really have any challenges or problems. And then fucking turns out that like I was the biggest culprit of falling up and not wanting to talk about it. And it's
related to that. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like talking about it is actually not the problem anymore. Like, I feel like it's, some people maybe feel like they can't talk about it. I think that, as you say, there's so much more awareness now and more people are talking about their mental health, but actually listening to people is the hardest thing. And that's something that like I'm having to get better at, because if somebody says to me that they're feeling depressed or whatever, it's actually quite a difficult thing to hear from somebody you care about. And not make it about you, you know, without being like, oh my God, I'm so upset for you, or like being supportive without being attention seeking, not on purpose, but you know, do you get what I mean? Like, is that kind of
no, completely relate. And like, what you said there about oh, you know, it's only a little problem. Someone out there is suffering well, much worse than I am. But you, again, it goes back to, you know, you don't need to keep comparing yourself to, or on a scale of, you know, how you're suffering in comparison to someone else. If you're struggling just a little bit, even if someone else is struggling a lot more, you know, health wise, you still got to speak to people about it. There's no point holding on to things. And I think, in fact, it brings you then closer to the people you do share it with. Since speaking to my girlfriend and my family, it's brought us closer. And yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's a reason to open up, is it? You know, it'll make your relationship better, but it does definitely help, you know, be vulnerable, you know.
100%.
There's nothing wrong with showing emotion. Stop trying to put on this brave face and hide things. And
what you said there is totally like 100%. Like, I didn't think my wife was as strong as she is until I broke down and then was like, fuck, like, you're the strong one in this relationship. Like, you can handle conversations that, like, you know, like, you really, really carried me last year. Like, and as you say, like, that vulnerability actually makes the relationship way stronger.
There's more trust there. I think they probably know that whether or not my girlfriend knew I was hiding something, then I'm not saying hiding something, but like covering over something or not. But, you know, once you open up and tell them, yeah, you see a different side to them as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And like you say, I didn't think she was as strong as she was as well. But anyway,
it's what people can handle when you need people's help. It's amazing what people can actually like do for the ones they love, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And anyone that listens to this, hopefully they take something from it. And speak to someone if you are struggling. I mean, now and again, I've had a few messages through the Kilometer Club and how much it's, firstly about how much someone is struggling, but also about how much our page helps them, or our runs help them, or the challenges have helped them. So by all means, my personal messages, the Kilometer Club is always open if anyone needs to talk about anything as well, as I'm sure yours would be as well.
Careful. Man. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Kieran. Man, I really appreciate that. That was a super cool chat. And yeah, thanks for jumping on the show.
Not a problem. Thanks for your time. And I'll have to get in one of your t-shirts soon. We'll have to get some of the t-shirts and get them on the page, definitely.
Rock the stock, man. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem. Speak to you soon.